This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, this is Daniel Beals on the microphone with the news, the headlines. Authorities in Romania and neighbouring Ukraine are working together to ensure equal rights for the national minorities in the two states, Romania's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu said in Bucharest on Monday. A court in Vaslui, eastern Romania, on Monday ruled a home arrest sentence against the former PSD county leader Dumitru Buzatu on bribery counts. And Simon Tempestini has become the first Romanian driver in history to have won the first leg in the European Rally Championship after a victory in Hungary's rally. Authorities in Romania and neighbouring Ukraine are working together to ensure equal rights for the national minorities in the two countries, Romania's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu said at the end of the meeting he had in Bucharest on Monday with the President of the Ukrainian World Congress, UWC, Paul Grod. The Romanian minority in Ukraine and the Ukrainian minority in Romania are authentic bridges for a tighter cooperation between our peoples, Ciolacu wrote in a government post on social network X. The Union of the Ukrainians in Romania, jointly with the Ukrainian World Congress, staged the summit of the UWC leaders in Bucharest over April the 12th and the 15th. A court in Vaslui, eastern Romania, on Monday ruled a home arrest sentence against the former PSD county leader Dumitru Buzatu on bribery counts. The indicted Buzatu was in a penitentiary until this time and now he is not allowed to leave the house without permission. He was arrested on September the 23rd in a sting operation staged by the anti-corruption prosecutors while he was receiving the equivalent of €250,000 to help a company get a contract. The money was found by the prosecutors in the trunk of his car. Considered by the press as one of the longest-lasting local kingpins associated with the PSD, Buzatu, 68, was president of the Vaslui County Council since 2012 and an MP since 1992. Simon Tempestini has become the first Romanian driver in history to have won the first leg in the European Rally Championship after a victory in Hungary's rally, the first leg of the 2024 season of the aforementioned competition. Romania's national champion 8 times, Tempestini and his co-pilot Sergiu Itu secured, according to the press, an impeccable performance. He won 2 out of the 13 special events and stepped onto the podium in another 6. He ended the nearly 190 kilometers race in 1 hour, 52 minutes and 50 seconds. Tempestini was born in Italy but has been living in Romania for 15 years now. He got the Romanian citizenship in 2016. Neither the region nor the world can afford more war, Antonio Guterres told the Body's Security Council as it met to discuss Saturday's Iranian attack. The Middle East is on the brink, he warned. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now it is the time to defuse and de-escalate, insisted Antonio Guterres. The Iranian attack, called Operation Honest Promise, was a response to the strike that destroyed the Iranian consulate in Damascus on April the 1st, an attack in which seven members of the Revolutionary Guards, the ideological army of the Islamic Republic, lost their lives. Iran has put the blame on Israel, which is neither confirmed nor denied. Since the Iranian Revolution of 1979, Israel has been the avowed enemy of the Islamic Republic. So far, Tehran has not attacked Israel head-on, and the two countries have usually clashed through third parties, such as the Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah. The Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu is paying an official visit to Qatar and the United Arab Emirates this week. The main topics of discussion concern the fields of energy, port infrastructure, agriculture and IT, investment opportunities in Romania in the field of renewable energy, both offshore and onshore, will also be addressed. And that was the news.
Leaders from around the world, including Romania, have condemned Iran's unprecedented attack against Israel. I'm Cristina Matescu with this report by Corina Crista. Iran's attack against Israel on Saturday night, when it fired hundreds of drones, 99% of which were intercepted and which caused no significant damage, crossed, however, a line. Iran had never before, in the decades of antagonism between the two states, launched an attack inside Israel. The response had been expected for a number of days, after seven Iranian elite military were killed in Syria on the 1st of April in a strike against the Iranian consulate in Damascus attributed to Israel. It is not clear why Israel might have carried out the strike in Syria, commentators say, but Iran was forced to respond to save face internationally and demonstrate its power in the region. The tactic chosen by Tehran, and which is similar to that used by Russia in Ukraine, was to try to overwhelm the Israeli defense system by firing a large number of projectiles. Except the Israeli defense system is much more effective and was also aided by allied American and British fighter jets. Tehran says the matter is now concluded. What will happen next depends on whether Israel itself chooses to retaliate or not. In a first reaction, the country's war cabinet, which met during the night at an underground bunker at headquarters in Tel Aviv, empowered Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Minister Benny Gantz to prepare the reaction to Iran's attack. "Neither the region nor the world can afford more war," said UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres on Sunday, calling for maximum restraint at a Security Council meeting that assembled after the attack. Leaders from around the world condemned Iran's unprecedented attack on Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden reiterated his country's unflinching support for Israel, and Russia called on both sides to show restraint, with the stated aim to contribute to defusing the situation and consolidate security in the region. The EU foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, called an extraordinary meeting of EU foreign ministers to take place on Tuesday and discuss the attack. In Bucharest, President Klaus Iohannis posted that Romania condemned Iran's attack against Israel in the strongest terms. "We stand in full solidarity with the Israeli people in these difficult moments. We call for avoiding further regional escalation," he said, a sentiment shared by Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu, who emphasized Romania's solidarity with Israel. "We firmly condemn this attack and support Israel's right to ensure the security of its citizens." Last but not least, the head of the Romanian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Daniel, on Sunday conveyed a message to the Patriarch of Jerusalem, voicing his concern about the escalation of the military conflict.
Romania's women's tennis team qualified for the Billie Jean King Cup finals for the first time after beating Ukraine 3-2. I'm Eugen Nasta with more on this in a report by Sorin Titus Iordan. Incredible, fabulous, miraculous, spectacular and fairy tale-like are some of the words used by the Romanian international sports press to describe Romania's qualification for the Billie Jean Cup finals, a team competition that is a sort of world championship in women's tennis. In the qualifying matches held at Fernandina Beach in the American state of Florida, Romania beat Ukraine 3-2. The Romanian team was made up of Ana Bogdan, world number 64 in the singles ranking and number 318 in the doubles ranking, Jacqueline Cristian, world number 75 in the singles and number 215 in doubles, Anca Todoni, world number 191 in singles and number 724 in doubles, Mara Gae, world number 1062 in singles, as well as Simona Halep, who retired, however, with an injury. Ukraine's team was made of a better-ranked players, such as world number 18 Elina Svitolina and world number 42 Lesia Tsurenko, as well as Yulia Starobutseva, world number 138 in singles and number 146 in doubles, Lyudmila Kichenok, world number 18 in doubles, and Nadia Kichenok, world number 42 in doubles. On Friday, after the first day of matches, Ukraine was leading 2-0 overall, as Ana Bogdan lost to Lesia Tsurenko in three sets, and Jacqueline Cristian lost to Elina Svitolina in straight sets. Hope of a win, after all, returned on Saturday, when Ana Bogdan beat Elina Svitolina in three sets, and Jacqueline Cristian beat Lesia Tsurenko also in three sets. It was now 2-2, with a decisive match to be held on Sunday. At this point, the captain of the Romanian team, Horia Tăcău, changed the composition of the doubles team and replaced Mara Gae and Anca Todoni with the winners of the previous day, Ana Bogdan and Jacqueline Cristian, who went on to face the twins Lyudmila and Nadia Kichenok. The Romanians won the first set 6-2 and then also won the second at tiebreak 9-7, thus taking Romania to the Billie Jean King Cup finals, which will be held in Seville, Spain, between the 12th and the 17th of November. The Romanian and Ukrainian teams have played each other four times to date, Romania winning three times. The Billie Jean King Cup was known as the Federation Cup between 1963 and 1995 and as the Fed Cup between 1996 and 2020. Before the switch to the new format of the competition, Romania obtained its best results in 1973 and 2019, when it went all the way to the semifinals. In 1974, 1978, 1980, 1981 and 2016, it reached as far as the quarterfinals. The teams playing in the Billie Jean King Cup finals are the defending champions Canada, the 2023 finalist Italy, the host country Spain, the Czech team who got a wild card, as well as Australia, Japan, Poland, Great Britain, Slovakia, Germany, the United States, and now also Romania. And that was Radio Newsreel.
And now let's listen to the hit of the day. Laura and WhatsApp with a song called Looking Forward to This Evening.
Doamne, cât mai trece timpul, tic-tac, atunci când tu nu ești. Aș jura că sună timpuri, orele în care îmi lipsești. Și n-apune soarele odată, să simt din o căldură ta. Vino în coap, un stop la cravată și lasă cântă muzica. Am te aștept să vină seara, mi-e atât de dor că nici nu vreau să mă gândesc. Îmi iei durerea ca vioara, presimt că între coul tău iar mă trezesc. Am te aștept să vină seara, mi-e atât
să te iau în brațe, să te strâng la pieptul meu. Zi de zi sunt plecat departe, trag mai mereu să nu miroase o viață a greu pe tale. De trandafir pe patul nostru în orice seară. Trăim viața în grădina fericirii noastre, cine ce să ne ceară? Sunt plecat în orice zi din săptămână să aduc fericirea pe masă. Nu ne lipsește nimic decât timpul pe care nu-l petrec acasă. Să ești prea frumoasă, ți-a căzut în plasă, dar lasă. Tu știi că pentru mine contează doar că îți pasă.
Când te aștept să vină seara, mi-e atât de dor că nici nu vreau să mă gândesc. Tu-mi iei durerea ca vioara, prezint că în tricoul tău iar mă trezesc. Când te aștept să vină. Când te aștept să vină. Atât de dor că nici nu vreau să mă gândesc. Tu-mi iei durerea ca vioara, prezint că în tricoul tău iar mă trezesc. Abia aștept să vină seara.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
The History Show.
Hello, I'm Elena Enache. The history of mankind, communities, and individuals can also be known through animals. Archaeologists who dig up the most surprising objects for us today also bring back to light the remains of domestic animals. Archaeozoology is the discipline that studies the relations of historical man with the animal world, namely domestication, human nutrition, animal economy, funeral rites, and so on. Archaeozoology differs from paleontology, which studies the evolution of animals and humans without focusing on their possible relationships, and paleozoology, which studies extinct animals. Thanks to archaeozoology, we have learned that the camel, a mammal typical of the tropical and desert areas of Africa, Asia, and Australia, also has a place in Romania's history. A large herbivorous mammal, the camel, is also present in the Romanian space through its three types: the dromedary, or the one-humped camel, the Bactrican camel, or the two-humped camel, and the hybrids between the two that have a large and a small hump. Called the sheep of the desert, the camel was used for transportation because it can travel long distances with little water and food reserves in the body. Domesticated about 5,000 years ago, the camel gives meat, milk, and wool, and in case of food shortage, it can be eaten. Adrian Bălășescu is a doctor in biology and history and a zooarchaeologist at the Vasile Pârvan Institute of Archaeology of the Romanian Academy. He researches camel remains found in archaeological sites in Romania and presented a chronology of the discoveries. The oldest camel in Romania dates back to the 2nd to 5th centuries and was discovered in Dobruja, in the Ibida Fortress in Tulcea County.
În urmă cu 60 de ani a fost publicat primul rest de camilă care a fost descoperit la Dinojete.
60 years ago, the first camel remains were discovered in Dinojete in Găvan, Tulcea County. There was a systematic archaeological research in a level of the 9th to 12th century of the Byzantine period. A phalanx of one Camelus bactrianus, meaning two-humped camel, was discovered. After more than 40 years, in 2007, another remains was mentioned that was discovered at Noviodondum, Tadezi Sacha, also in Tulcea County, on the banks of the Danube. The camels from Agigiol, Dobruja, are part of an important fauna material discovered in 2007. There are six adult camels identified by their jaws, whose bones show no traces of human intervention and no traces of carnivore teeth. It is an indication that they were buried quickly, a fact explained by Adrian Bălășescu.
Probabil o să ne punem întrebarea cum au ajuns fațele acestui animal în sol. Nu avem foarte multe informații de la fața locului.
We will probably ask ourselves how did the bones of these animals end up in the ground. We don't have a lot of information from the scene and it's difficult to answer. I have a theory whereby the lack of cuts, slashing, disarticulation and disembowelment could indicate a death in a short time of these animals due to some disease. They were quickly buried to avoid a spread of the disease. In support of this theory came recent studies of paleogenetics and microbiology that credit the idea that these animals, namely camels, are vectors of the spread of the plague. The great epidemics came from Asia, and in addition to mice and rats as carriers of this flea pathogen, camels also seem to have played a very important role. This bacterium can cause plague and was found in the dental tartar of the camels I studied. Other camel tracks were found in the Romanian territory in Timișoara, a fortress conquered by the Turks in 1552 and controlled by them until 1716. Here we have two mandibles found in the excavations in the center of the city. But camels existed in Central and Eastern Europe long before the Ottomans came. Adrian Bălășescu explains.
În Europa centrală și de sud-est, camila este întâlnită încă din perioada romană. Prezența sa poate fi
in Central and Eastern Europe, the camel is often found in many settlements. Its presence may be mainly the result of the expansion of the Roman Empire and the deployment of military units from provinces in the Near East or Africa, where the species was frequently encountered. Thus, osteological evidence was found in Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Hungary, Serbia, and Bulgaria. During the Middle Ages, we have the discoveries from Dinogetea and Noviondum in the 9th to 12th centuries, when these animals are present in the area due to the Roman-Byzantine influence. That was Adrian Bălășescu. The Ottoman presence in Central Europe between the second half of the 16th century and the beginning of the 18th century also meant the presence of camels. An animal typical of warm regions, the camel has an old transcontinental history, and the Romanian space is part of this universal history. You have been listening to History Show.
Next on Radio Romania International, Think Greener.
Welcome to Think Greener with me, Lucrandara Simion. The Deposit Refund System, DRS, is an effective environmental tool meant to support the separate collection of recycling of beverage packaging. It is a mechanism by which different parties involved in the producer-consumer-recycler chain organize a system of returning packaging with the help of an incentive called a deposit. When purchasing a drink, consumers pay, besides the price of the product, a guarantee or deposit that they will claim when they return the packaging. In this way, packaging waste gains value and is diverted from landfill. Let's Recycle is the motto of waste sorting facilities in Romania. Recently, the third such facility was opened in Brasov. covering an area of 3,300 square meters, it is equipped with advanced packaging processing equipment, including PET and aluminum can counting machines, glass packaging counting machines, glass storage bins and crushers. Attending the inauguration, Mircea Fechet, the environment minister, announced that the three facilities can collect 1.7 billion packages every year, over three times more than the total DRS packages introduced on the market so far.
Până la sfârșitul anului, cu siguranță...
By the end of the year, there should only be DRS packaging. I don't know if by the end of this year, but by the end of next year, I expect to no longer see those fields full of PETs. We inaugurated the third sorting and counting facility. It's great because we're talking about newly created green jobs, multi-million euro investments, and more importantly, we are talking about a trajectory that we have assumed, and that is within parameters. In the deposit refund system, 30,000 packages were collected in December, 2 million in January, around 20 million in February, and now in March, we are talking about an exponential increase, almost 80 million PETs, aluminum cans and bottles. We managed to exceed the threshold of 3 million packages collected per day. Let's try to imagine what this means for nature, forests, lakes, or riverbeds. That means 3 million PETs taken to the recycling factory where they belong. These counting facilities develop other types of horizontal investments. I'm extremely optimistic and I'm looking forward to the opening of other sorting and counting facilities, said the Environment Minister Mircea Fechet. But what happens to the packaging that does not end up being collected?
Nu vreau să discut despre quantumul.
I won't discuss the amount of the deposit. I think that it is enough. I know that some Romanians choose to give it up, throwing a packaging, carrying a deposit in a street bin or simply in the garbage. I'm convinced that before that packaging ends up in a landfill or thrown somewhere in nature, it will be recovered by one person or another. This happens in all the countries where the deposit refund scheme operates, said Mircea Fechet. The deposit refund system was implemented in Romania starting on November 30, 2023. Since then, Romanians have paid a deposit of 0.50 lei when they bought a bottled drink of 100 milliliters to 3 liters. After emptying the packaging, the consumer has to bring it to one of the refund points organized by merchants and will receive back on the spot the amount of the deposit initially paid without being conditioned on showing the tax receipt. And that's all from Think Greener.
Next in this program, sports.
Welcome to Sports. I'm Cristina Matescu with a new installment in the series looking at Romania's Olympic Games history. The history of Romanian gymnastics is dominated by the personality and achievements of Nadia Comăneci. However, since that moment on, a lot of tremendously talented athletes followed in Nadia's footsteps, some of them with remarkable results. This is the case with Daniela Silivaș, an Olympic champion in three events in Seoul in 1988. She was born in 1970 in Deva and was one of the first gymnasts trained at the Deva Olympic Center, opened in 1978. Her first coach was Professor Ioan Cărpinișan. In 1980, Daniela Silivaș was already the winner of the National School Championships. In 1982, she won the gold in the all-around beam, floor and vault events of the National Junior Championship. There followed a triumphant international debut, with Daniela Silivaș winning the all-around and floor events of the Junior World Gymnastics Championships in Japan. In 1984, at the Junior European Championship in Rimini in Italy, she walked home with a gold medal in the beam event and a silver in the uneven bars and floor. Daniela Silivaș moved on to become the world-leading gymnast of the late 1980s. In the World Championships in Montreal in 1985, she won the gold in the beam event, while 2 years later, at the European Championships in Moscow, she won the gold in the all-around event, beam, floor and uneven bars, and the silver in the vault event. That same year, at the World Championship in Rotterdam, she took home the gold in the uneven bars and the floor event, and won the world title with Romania's team. 1988 saw the only Olympic Games participation in her career in Seoul. She won 3 gold medals on that occasion, in the uneven bars, beam and floor, and 2 silver medals, in the all-around and in the team competitions. The last major competition she took part in was the 1989 World Championship, held in Stuttgart. Once again, she won the uneven bars, beam and floor events, and added another silver medal in the team competition. After her retirement from competitions, Daniela Sivivash settled in the US, where she is a gymnastics coach. And that's all in sports.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Next in our program is our pop music feature, and today's theme is spring. Even though the weather in Romania right now looks like summer, let's start with an older piece from 1962, sung by Elina Cebaciev and Constantin Dragici, The First Herald of Spring, composed by Eli Roman.
Un cișmigiu, doi îndrăgostiți, mergând pe alei. În drumul lor dau de-o țigăncușe cu ghiocei. El îi cumpără iubitei lui un mic buchet și îi spune la ureche primul ghioce, prima iubire, prima întâlnire, primul sărut. Primul ghioce, parcă zâmbește, parcă cioptește, că te-am plăcut. Primești ginga și amândai, să-l pui într-un pahar, că-i solul primăverii așteptat. Când îl vei privi, pe dar te vei gândi la cel ce ți-a dat. Primul ghioce, prima iubire, prima întâlnire, primul sărut.
La 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 la
la la la
la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la.
Primul ghioce, prima iubire, prima întâlnire, primul sărut. Primul ghioce, parcă zâmbește, parcă cioptește, că te-am plăcut.
Primește ginga și măldar, să-l pui într-un pahar, că-i solul primăverii așteptat. Când îl vei privi, tu dacă vei gândi la cel ce ți l-a dat. Primul ghioce,
prima iubire, prima întâlnire, primul sărut.
La 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 la
la la la la
la la la la la
la la la.
Next we feature a piece from 1970, signed by famous composer Radu Șerban, sung by Mihaela Mihai, entitled simply Spring, O Spring.
Primăvară, primăvară, anotim de îndrăgostiți, yeah, 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 yeah. Tu faci iarba să răsară și pe noi fericiți. Miezile, umbra lor ciudată și zăpezile ne par de altă dată. Anotimpuri vin și trec ne-nduc plecate, cerul iar senin s-au dus și zilele norade. Numai ție lăsară și pe noi fericiți. Primăvară, primăvară, tu care mi-aduci noroc, șardie la drum de seară, tu din nou mă aștepți în zori cu brațe de flori. Vin iubirile cu luna pe câmpie, lacrămioarele din avure în vie, razele topesc și marginile ceții, altfel prețuiesc toți anii scumpi ai tinereții. Numai ție, numai ție, dragoste din tâi, eu ți-aș spune întotdeauna, nu pleca, rămâi. Primăvară, primăvară, anotimp de îndrăgostiți, tu faci iarba să răsară și pe noi fericiți. Primăvară, primăvară, tu care mi-aduci noroc, șardie la drum de seară, tu din nou mă aștepți în zori cu brațe de flori. Primăvară, primăvară, tu faci iarba să răsară și din nou mă aștepți în zori cu brațe de flori. Primăvară!
The band Mondial was a landmark in Romanian music in the 70s, and as such we feature them with their big hit of 1970, simply called Spring, with lyrics by great Romanian poet George Toporceanu. It's composed by Romeo Vanica.
Și suge lavele, păsările migratoare se întorc din tropice, câzele de punct la soare, ochitostopice. Toată lumea din ogradă cântă fără pauză, doi cocoși se iau la spadă.
In 2008, Radio Romania asked its listeners to vote for the best 80 songs ever broadcast on the radio, and one of them is You Are My Spring by composer Florin Bogardo and interpreted by the great Aurelian Andreescu. It's from 1973.
Nu-i târziu să cred în glasul tău și în mâna ta și în privirea ta, să cred în ea, să visez că mi-aduci lumini, însă tu dispari în fum și pașii tăi se pierd pe alt drum. Te chem acum, locul tău ca un arbore de argint mi-a amintit că povestea noastră fără de sfârșit va încuna într-o zi iubirea mea și a ta. primăvara mea cu ochi de stea și mâini de flori, de vrei orice nor tu l-alungi peste zări cu glas de dor. Tu ești primăvara mea, departe spre zări, cu glas de dor, de dor. Ai plecat și în urma ta râul n-are glas și ochii mei rămân pustii și mă-ntreb mereu când ai să vii. Te ating și un fragil contur se destramă în vânt și ești un nor și iar te pierd, ești un gând amăgitor. Ai plecat și ai lăsat închisă în floarea ce-o purtai bucuria întreaga soarelui de mai și ai ascuns un dor.
Living Romania. This is Bucharest Radio Romania International. DX Mailbag.
Welcome to a new edition in our DX Mailbag series. I'm Eugen Nasta. Once again, we go on a journey around the world, greeting listeners and friends, allowing you to compare how other listeners across the continents receive our programs. The first message we're taking out of the box this week is the one sent in by Andrei Novgorodsky, based in Kharkiv, Ukraine. Andrei tuned into our radio station on March the 18th, 2024, from 21:30 to 21:57, on 7375 kilohertz. His SINPO rating for the signal of our broadcast was 44434. The receiver is a Web SDR based in Lohja, Finland. Karl-Heinz Brudmüller, living in Bad Eilsen, Germany, tuned into our radio broadcast on March the 31st, 2024, from 1720 to 1756 hours UTC, on 13750 kilohertz in the DRM system. The receiving equipment is made of a Gospel GR228BP mode C SDC 16QAM with an inbuilt WIP telescopic antenna. Among our German listeners, program details: at 1723, project Take or Die open call application, the fifth exhibition rebalancing, cultural event at 1728, Romanian without tears, language lesson. Today we are going to visit a farm. Astăzi vom vizita o fermă. The farm produces grain. Vlad Palcu reports about textbook to help Ukrainian immigrants to learn Romanian language a better way. Then there was the termination announcement, next English transmission on 11790 kHz and 2030. Our good old friend Krista Brunstrom, living in Halmstad, Sweden, tuned in to our broadcast in English on April the 1st, 2024, from 1100 to 1130 hours UTC on 17630 and 17670 kHz respectively. His receiver is a Grundig Satellite 300. Mr. Richard Lemke, based in St. Albert, Alberta in Canada, tuned into our radio broadcast on March the 29th, 2024, on 7325 kHz from 0100 to 0155 hours UTC.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
The DX Mailbag continues on Radio Romania International. I am Eugen Nasta. Mr. Bill Harms, based in Walworth, New York, the United States of America, sent a reception report from which we took the liberty to quote. The reception equipment, the receiver is an SDR IQ, the The antenna, 15-meter long wire, place of reception, Walworth, New York, the United States. Reception details, date, March the 5th, 2024, time, 0635, time end 0656, the frequency 11930 kHz, the language English. Program details, 0635, the 1977 earthquake, 0636, women's handball, at 0637, Romania-Poland bilateral solidarity, at 0640, Romania-Moldova important relationship, at 0644, Identification by Woman, The History Show, The Balkan Pact. At 0651, Ferguson, Romania, Think Greener, Pollution of the Danube, Cleaning Banks of the River. At 0655, End of Broadcast, How to Tune In Next Time. At 0656, Interval Signal and Signal Off. The reception quality, signal strength, excellent. Interference, medium. Noise, weak. Propagation disturbance weak, overall rating satisfactory. Chris Malbeuf, living in British Columbia, Canada, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 2nd, 2024, from 0:00 to 0:55 hours UTC on 11620 AM. The receiving equipment is in Westminster, Maryland, SDR with 250 feet beam antenna aimed to Europe. And now, for all our English-speaking listeners from around the world, here is the summer frequency schedule. For our listeners in Western Europe, our programs can be received as follows. From 0530 to 0600 hours UTC on 11960 kHz. From 1100 to 1200 hours UTC at 17630 kHz. At 1700 to 1800 hours UTC on 13750 kHz in DRM system. From 2030 to 2100 hours UTC, our programs can be received on 11975 kHz. From 2200 to 2300 hours UTC on 11800 kHz. Our listeners in Africa can receive our programs on 17670 kHz from 1100 to 1200 hours UTC. Our listeners in North America on the East Coast can receive our programs on 13650 kHz from 1230 to 2100 hours UTC and on 11620 kHz from 0:00 to 0100 hours UTC. Our listeners in North America on the West Coast receive our programs on 9740 kHz from 0300 to 0400 hours UTC. Our listeners in Japan can receive our programs on 9790 kHz from 2200 to 2300 hours UTC. Our listeners in Australia and India can receive our programs on 21550 kHz from 0530 to 0600 hours UTC. Our listeners in India can receive our programs on 15330 kHz in DRM system from 0300 to 0400 hours UTC. Mr. Craig Christ of Manassas, Virginia, the United States of America, tuned into our radio broadcast in English on April the 2nd, 2024, from 0:00 to 0:56 hours UTC on 11620 kHz and with a SIMPA of 45444. The receiving equipment is made of a WinRadio G33 DDC SDR Excalibur Pro receiver with a 134-foot homemade multiband antenna running northwest to southeast. Mr. Shin Makino, living in Saitama, Japan, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 2nd, 2024, from 2200 to 2230 hours UTC on 9790 kHz. His SINPO rating is 44343. The receiver is an XH Data D808. Mr. Mikio Kohara, based in Setsu City, Osaka, also in Japan, tuned into our broadcast in English on April the 1st, 2024, from 2200 to 2230 hours UTC on 9790 kHz and with a SINPO of 454 0844 353 43. His receiver is an ICOM ICR75 with a 1.8-metre rod-type antenna. We now quote from a reception report sent in by Ding Lu, living in Jiangyin, Jiangsu, in China. We quote, "My reception report is as follows. Receiving time, April the 2nd, 2024, from 1700 to 1800 hours UTC. Receiving frequency is 13750 kHz in DRM system. The receiving equipment is a Kiwi SDR from Germany, and a Simpo is 5-all. Mr. Gordon Lyle, based in southern Illinois, tuned in to our radio broadcast on April the 2nd, 2024, from 0300 to 0400 hours UTC on 9740 MHz in the 31-meter band. Gordon's Simpo rating for the signal of our broadcast was 5-all. The receiver used was an ICOM ICR8600 receiver. The antenna was an Alpha Delta DX Ultra multiband dipole set up as an inverted V. That's all we have time for in this week's DX mailbag. Those of you who sent in their reception reports will receive a QSL card in the shortest time possible. Tune in again next week. Until then, from me, Eugen Nasta, it's goodbye and all the best 73s.
Focus on Romania. Coming up next on Radio Romania International. Simply Folk.
Welcome to Simply Folk with Mila Kramer-Simeon. Today's program features Stefania Rareș, a native of Bukovina, northeastern Romania. She will be performing the song Huțulca.
Șarbatute ca la munte, sunt mai mulți plăcăi și fete prinși în hora mare. Cum se joacă în cârli baba hora prin sarare. Hărnicuță e huțanca-i sprinteneală în oră. Și gândește moșile că ar vrea un oră. Care-i moșul un plăcău și-n toamnă e soldat. Păi și-a stat moșul și-a gândit că-i bun de însurat. Da, du-te, badic, ești tânăr, du-te, fă-ți armata. Eu aș vrea să mă mări, dar nu mă las în data. Ui, nu-i pot să-și moșili, bătul, dar norocul. Și-apoi și să mă ascund, că-i doar tătu ca sopru. Să-mi hotărească nuntă până la vară. Măi pozna și moșile, batul ar norocu. Dar păi și să mă ascund, că-i doar tăcut ca sopru. Poveni și la mămuca, n-o râs în mașiare. Auzit să-mi hotărească nuntă până la vară. Dar măicuța nu prea știe ce răspuns-i de ei. Nu știu zău că-s din mire, eu zic ca să mai steie. Dar eu nu tac din gură, zic că m-am mărit. Of, și amândoi să uit la mine și au
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz, as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, Channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.